When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Thursday, April 1st. I hate April Fool's Day. Mark, I was going to try to do something goofy, but I'm really not. I hate it. Mark, you're a little bit of a prankster, aren't you? Yeah, he's not an April Fool's person. Another reason why we love each other. There's going to be something. You know what? Living in this world, you have to just suspend your belief in so many things. So I don't know if this is like the right year to do anything April Fool's-esque. Just saying. All right. This is a financial program. And right now, according to the calendar, I would normally be completely obsessed with you guys getting your taxes done. However, we now know that the tax filing deadline is extended to May 17th. But again, I'm going to say this over and over. If you are the type of person who needs to pay quarterly estimates, that quarterly estimate is due on April 15th. So don't skip that. I mean, if you did, it's not the worst thing in the world. You can always double up your payments on the next time. But really, truly, it's so much better to get it done. And 85% of you are getting refunds. And that means you should be filing your taxes sooner rather than later. So if you have a financial question and it's burning through and you really need some help, Mark and I would like to help you. We're both certified financial planners. Email us, askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you are on the website, jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. Don't forget to tell us if you want to come on the air live with us. That is what Sue did. She is here with us. She's in Pennsylvania. Hello, Sue. Happy April to you. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Jill. I would like to know if you think I could retire prior to 65 to spend some time with my husband, who's already retired.
Oh, the lucky devil. Tell me a little bit about what's going on for you guys.
Well, he's retired. I'm still working, and I make about $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. We probably only need about $85,000. We'd be comfortable with that.
Okay.
We have saved. We were late to start saving for those people that are like me and just started in their 50s. Mm-hmm. But have managed to save $500,000 between our IRAs, diversified portfolio, my SEP fund, and we have $60,000 in an emergency fund.
That's great. Fantastic. Yeah. How old is your husband who's already retired?
73.
I presume he gets Social Security?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
And how much is that?
After Medicare comes out, it's $3,388 a month.
$3,388 a month. And what about your Social Security and how old are you?
I am 62.
And when you look at your full retirement age, so don't tell me about the early number, but the full retirement age number, how much would that be for you?
Approximately $1,800 if I go full retirement.
You said $500,000. So here's a question for you. Of that $500,000, what's non-retirement? So you said $60,000 in the emergency reserve fund. Of that money, how much is non-retirement assets?
Diversified portfolio is about $325,000.
That's good. Okay, that's good. Why am I asking that? Because I'm trying to kind of ballpark if you can actually wait until your full retirement age and have some money that you could dip into. I mean, if you only need $85,000, okay, your future Social Security plus his current gives you about $62,000. I just did a quick back of the envelope calculation. So that gives you $62,000. So we know that once you get to your full retirement age, you guys are golden because you don't need that much more money, right? It's really easy. However, the idea that you would stop sooner also might mean that we have to fund the gap between age 62 and your full retirement age. And so my question to you is, how would you feel spending down some of that money that's in the non-retirement account to fund that differential?
Well, I have a little bit of a surprise for you in that.
I hope it's that you have you're an heiress.
Not that'd be nice. I actually have 105 in a PDIA. What are those called? Deferred income annuity.
Yeah, a deferred annuity. Yep.
And we have a paid off rental property that brings in $1,200 a month.
Oh my God. So you're done.
Oh.
So yeah, you can retire. That's easy.
Today?
That's an easy one. Well, calm down. Don't give your notice right now. I mean, look, I think that if you have pension and Social Security money, and that is available to you, it gives you great flexibility. I still don't think that it would be worth it for you to file your Social Security claim early necessarily, okay? Because I don't love that. But if you have all of these streams of income, then yeah, of course, you can make this happen. But are you sure you're not going to be bored? Do you like him that much? I mean, you really want to spend all this time together?
Now, I'm a personal trainer and I teach fitness, so that would
what? Be- What? That's yeah. Awesome.
Come on down.
Oh my God. I have many questions for you, but you know, you and I are in the exact same business. Do you know that? We are in the exact same business, which is we deal with all different kinds of people who have goals and objectives. Some of them are realistic and some of them are not. And all we do is we create game plans for people to achieve their goals and we try to reset their expectations, right? So I always said this to my trainer, Keith. I always say to him, you and I, we're in the exact same business. And I think that you are in great shape, frankly. I mean, physically and financially. And I think that this is one of those situations where really, because of the annuity, because of the rental income, because of, you know, sort of the future income streams that will be provided to you, you've got a lot of choices today. So even though you say you're late to this, you're in very, you really have gotten this down. And do you think, Sue, that there would be some possibility that you might like keep some of your favorite clients in retirement or not really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're still going to make some money. That's what I would think, right?
I'll never stop working. I'll do something.
Oh, that's great. You're a very late saver who's done a fantastic job. Enjoy retirement. Don't give your notice today. Remember, just threaten your husband. If I get sick of you, I'm going right back to work because you must be in very high demand. And we wish you all the best. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, guys.
All right. If you, like Sue, would like to get some financial advice and maybe a retirement planning reset or maybe just another set of eyes on the game plan, send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. You can go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. And just because we had Sue on the program today, I'm always going to remind you that we have a mantra for this year. And this mantra is something you can use in your financial life, in your physical life, in your emotional life, and it's grit, growth, grace. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.